Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean continues here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. And I just wanted to make this known, Penny, because usually at this point in the program, we start receiving phone calls from listeners. This segment today is pre-recorded because, well, you've got a court date that you had to be at, so we couldn't do this one live. So don't call!
Sorry. Trust me. It's a surprise sometimes. When courts tell you you're going to be there, you go, yes, Your Honor.
That's right. You got to be there. Don't tick off the judge. Well, hopefully we'll be able to talk about whatever it is that you're going to. but we'll see. Okay, so we were talking about the courthouse security, ironically, with carrying guns in the courthouse. Now let's go on to what's happening in the New Hampshire legislature.
Yes, well, here is when I say the latest changes hour by hour and minute by minute. Here's what I believe is the latest. SB 88 had an amendment, which was Senate Bill 88, which was basically designed, we have two types of bills going through primarily that are concerned of gun owners. Not to say that there isn't a whole plethora of other ones that aren't, but the ones that have really got a lot of heat and publicity are what's called the brandishing bills and the what some people call the Castle Doctrine bills. Or
okay.
The Stand Your Ground bills.
I was just going to say that, Stand Your Ground or the Ward-Byrd bills, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Ward-Byrd bill would be categorized as a brandishing bill, and the Castle Ground or Stand Your Ground bills.
Yep.
And I'm not sure the rationale behind this, but the bottom line is SB 88 is kind of the bill that came over that passed the Senate that my understanding is going to be sent to the House. And I say my understanding because every time you think you know something, the mood changes, if you will. And then we have several bills from the House that are going over to the Senate. And we're having the combining of bills, meaning the Stand Your Ground bills and the brandishing bills. And here is my thought behind that is you really need two separate tools to do two different jobs. And combining them, you get a tool that does neither job very well. And, you know, I tell people is that nobody wants to carry a tool chest full of 100 tools. We'd all like to do it all tools.
Mm-hmm.
But as a practical matter, screwdrivers generally don't work well as hammers. You can have a very heavy screwdriver that maybe you can hammer with, but if you truly want the tools that do the job correctly, you really need separate bills. And what we've had so far is just people all over the map. Every time you think you know what a particular bill is, next thing you know, they've amended it into infinity, and we can't figure it out. And so the bottom line, this term particularly, I think people really, really need to be looking at the website, looking at GoinH's website, looking, you know, at the general court and ask our legislators, what in the heck are we doing now? We really are finding bills that, at least in my mind, you can't follow the bouncing ball quick enough. And I think the best idea was, I believe Representative Patton wanted to modify the Ward-Byrd bill, the one that she introduced, to say that the minimum mandatory sentence found in RSA 651-2 Roman numeral 2G, which basically required judges to give a person 3 to 6 years, the minimum mandatory, if you will, for firearm bills, that she wanted that amended to say that judges would have may, but not must give. People sentences. Now, my understanding is that didn't pass, that was one of the retained ones that they're still reviewing. And my thought is, what the heck are we reviewing on this?
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's my understanding, unless something happened that I missed.
Okay, let me see. I can grab any newspaper in the state. I can grab any television broadcast or even radio show, for that matter. I mean, even forgetting us right here on The Pulse, where we've talked about this quite a bit. Anybody who needs to study this further is right out of that Geico commercial of the caveman living under a rock.
Two rocks, the heavy one and the other one. They put them on top of each other. Yeah, there's just certain things that you go, there's certain things, it's kind of like HB 29, the bill that would have allowed people to choose whether to go to superior or district court, as had been allowed in the past, just to make it clear to the court that, look, that's the way it was before, it's the way we intended it to be, and that's the way it should be.
So much for freedom of choice.
Yeah, that was retained. And some of those that retained said, we're saving people money. And my answer is, if I want to buy a Ferrari rather than a VW, it's my money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you helping me? Because it truly, I can't see any reason that it costs more in the court system. And so for a Republican legislature that is supposedly based on free choice and let people make their own decisions and let people vote with their wallet and let people make their own choices, I'm absolutely shocked that what you have is a group that is retaining legislation such as this to say, you know, we need to study it further, we need to do whatever, like you said. Are they living under the darn rock?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. There's a guy in Moultonboro who would love to give you an education on that. But anyway, all right, well, with that, Penny, we got to wrap up. Time flies when we're having fun. So we'll keep an eye on this, see if these two bills are indeed merged and what the process is happening with them. And my goodness, what a mess this could all turn into in the end.
You are not kidding. What a darn mess.
That sausage factory, I'm telling you. That analogy keeps coming back to my mind. Well, how do people get in touch with you?
230-9999.
Especially if they have any knowledge about carrying guns to the courthouse and see how they've been treated in the past. I think you would really like to hear from them.
I would really like to hear. And anybody else that gets anything specific from any courthouse, or best yet, anything in writing, if any of the courthouses have written policies there, I would love to get written policies.
Very good. Okay. Well, 230-9999 or Penny at pennydean.com.
Yes.
All right, Penny. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Yep.